Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their Sharing Change program has donated now more than $11 million to local nonprofits, assisting worthy causes here in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Time to catch up with James Price of the Better Business Bureau. Joins us every couple of weeks to keep us updated on scams, things to watch for. They're doing a lot of speaking engagements and opportunities to get together here as well locally with other business folks. So, James, today I think we're going to talk about spotting red flags in fake text, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, how you doing, Brian?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, hey, before we get into that, I want to share something with everybody today about a new scam that's out there. And it has to do with the CAPTCHA verification on websites. So scammers are going to be scammers. So they've kind of found a way to exploit this. So, you know, when you go to a website now, sometimes you have to, like, you know, how many bicycles are on the screen or how many buses, and
yeah,
that kind of thing. So, and then they kind of make sure that you're not a, you know, a bot is basically what they're doing. So what this new one is that instead of picking images or typing words, these shady tests will ask you to press Windows plus R plus and Control plus V. Doing so then paste in a window like a PowerShell script that unleashes a malware into your system. So these fake CAPTCHAs are popping up on random websites and in phishing emails. So this one just kind of came out over the last couple weeks. Just kind of remember to kind of watch for that. If you see these CAPTCHA verifications come up and they look different than normal, and of course, especially if they're asking you to, you know, press all these buttons, Windows and R and Control and V, they're just trying to get into your computer. So just everybody just needs to be aware of that.
I guess the scammers are maybe trying to put that on their fake web links just to maybe make you feel like it's more secure.
Exactly. You know, they make it seem like, oh, well, you know, it's just so you know, we're not scammers. Mm-hmm. Do this and we'll make sure that, you know, you're protected. So, no. We don't want to do that.
that's kind of a scary one because, I mean, a lot of websites you go to have that, you know, pick the, you know, all the streetlights in these boxes or whatnot. So just be careful of that for sure.
Yeah. So let's talk about how to spot red flags and fake text messages. And, you know, fake text messages are out there all over the place and scammers love phishing scams, and they're not just limited to emails. You know, as more businesses use text messages to communicate with their customers, you know, these scammers and con artists are sending their own text posing as organizations that you think you can trust. And if you receive an unusual text message, you know, some of these tips are going to help you make sure that you don't get scammed. And these can come from all different sorts. You know, I'm sitting here in my BBB office today, and I have already received a phone call from FedEx and several other companies that have just, you think they're legitimate companies. And then when I do my research on them, I find out that no, those are not coming from there, and they're just being spoofed in the number. And another thing that kind of goes along with this whole thing, whether it's a text message or a phone call, is that sometimes scammers, what they'll do is they'll use a phone number and spoof it from a company who may have been in business a long time and now they're out of business or they've given up a phone number. And so when the phone call or the message comes through, it's still connected, that phone number is still connected to that business. So it could show up on the screen as FedEx or, you know, a prominent company that you know about just because that number is still connected, if that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. So, so number one is, you know, how to spot fake text messages. You know, one we have right here that we use as an example is CVS-weekend@xv282.win. That's not a real CVS email address. And, you know, in this particular message that's sent out, it says your CVS gift card has arrived. You know, click on this link to get it. And so, unless you have tried to get a gift card, or for some reason you've signed up for a gift card or something like that, you should be aware that you're not going to get something for free. This is just phishing information. So scammers are going to try to click a, get you to click a link or call a phone number and a text, claim that you won a great prize, your subscription account is about to be deactivated, there was a problem delivering your package at home. They may even claim to be claim fraudulent activity has been detected on your account and you need to act now to make sure that you don't get scammed. So they kind of do that kind of backwards. So you got to start asking yourself, you know, did I give this company permission to text me? Did I enter a contest with them? And do they actually have my email address? Am I expecting a package? Is this normal for this business to send me this? Is this just business just, you know, contacted me out of the blue? And if an out of the blue offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. You know, you're going to get this text message and they're just kind of get you to click on it. An email that I got this over the past couple weeks had to do something with, this is HR and we know that you need to, you're updating your health plan for this year. Well, a lot of companies are going through those health changes. And right. So if it comes through, you're going, oh, well, here's my verification of what I just changed. Let me click on this. And they're just kind of guessing that. So links like that could come either by text message or email, especially this time of the year when, mostly everybody has to kind of redo their health plans for the year.
And also you get so many texts and you forget that maybe you're a CVS customer. You forget that you've signed up or opted into, you know, something there. But I guess the key giveaway in that example that you gave just a second ago is, here's a free gift card. Well, like you said, you're not going to get anything for free. And you're, you know, if somebody sent you a gift card, they usually tell you that, and it's not sent this way. And typos are a big thing always in these, even in the email scams, but even in the texting scams, because I think a lot of people know that they can get you on your phone maybe more than they can get you on an email, because, you know, everyone's got their phone with them. And I think we have in our mind too, James, that our phone is more protected than our home computer. You have your whole life in a phone, all of your information. You probably do your banking on your phone. I mean, so there's a lot of info that people can get to.
Absolutely. And, you know, more and more businesses, they've got to the point where they said, well, I'm just not answering my phone anymore because there's a bunch of scammers calling me, so I'm just going to text everybody. So now they're getting text messages from customers and they're getting the text messages from the scammers. So you can't really run from this. And of course, you know, I hear all the time from businesses and consumers, well, I want these messages just to stop. I said, well, they're not going to stop. They're just going to keep going. And so we'll talk about that here in just a second when we talk about, you know, how do they get that? But, you know, watch out for suspicious links. Most scam messages come with a link for you to click on. They hope that the message will cause you to feel scared or excited. They're going for your emotions. And so if you click on it without thinking, these are the kind of links that download malware into your device. And, you know, to lookalike websites, so that they'll hope, you know, you'll give your ID, your password, your name, your information, and that kind of thing. Know what personalized message, know that, that a personalized message doesn't make the sender trustworthy. Thanks to, you know, all these data breaches out there and other directories, and some of your personal information is probably everywhere online. You know, I can tell you right now that there's software out there that some companies use to track down people who have jumped out on their bills, where they can get information about you, your social media accounts, every phone number you've been at, every address you've ever been. So it's not really that hard for people to get information about you. Scammers may have access to you, to all that information, and sometimes they just need a little bit more information to help, you know, take more money from you. And they may actually include some of that information that they know about you in these text messages and emails to make it sound like they're legit, that they know who they're talking to.
Right.
So when in doubt, contact the business directly. Don't reply to the message that was sent to you, but instead go back and find the phone number directly. I got a text message from one of the hospitals here locally this week that said, hey, your bill's due. And I went, we haven't even been to this hospital. So I looked up the business phone number itself and went to the hospital. And I said, I got this bill that shows an invoice. And so at first I was even, you know, didn't even want to give him my name, because, but now that I have called the number, now I know I'm talking to the right people.
Right.
Which was a different number than what they told me to call on the scam. So, you know, be careful in that kind of stuff. When you're looking at these text messages, look for spelling and grammatical errors, like you just said a second ago. You know, a lot of these people, they're not fluent in English. And still the other thing too, is if they want you to go to a different website, they may have to misspell it, because the real spelling may go to the real website. The misspelling will go to their fraudulent website. So you want to kind of look at that too.
Yeah, for sure. James Price of the BBB here with us here this morning. And James, we've got like a minute and a half or so left. So more tips, spotting red flags and fake text.
Yeah, just, you know, if a website looks real, check it again. Make sure you look at it. Make sure that the address bar is correct. Look up the phone numbers yourself. They're going to prompt you to give you a number. Don't do that. Don't use the one they give you. If you spot a scam text, don't reply. I say this all the time to people. If a scammer tries to get you, they're going to say, click, you know, type in stop or no, to so you can not receive these future texts. All that's telling the scammer is that they found a real number, and now they'll just try to contact you a different way. Same thing with an email. If it's a bogus email, they'll say, you know, click unsubscribe to stop. Well, you're just telling them that they found a real email address. You don't want to do that. You just want to delete it and just move on.
Man, and you can send it, an email. You can send it to spam or block, like you said, block those numbers on the phone.
Yeah. And then, of course, keep your antivirus software up to date. That can help you be alert to different websites and that kind of thing. So just kind of be aware. Yeah, Brian, that's in a nutshell. I want to remind everybody that BBB has Songwriters Night coming up on October 11th. You can reach out to me at jprice@gobbb.org. If you want to attend the event, we have tickets and tables and sponsors. Businesses can actually donate to our silent auction that we're having that supports small business initiatives. BBB helps local businesses stay in business and extend their business. And Songwriters Night is our biggest thing of the year that will help us do that.
And it's October 11th in Franklin, right?
Correct. At the factory.
At the factory in Franklin. Good stuff. And by the way, we talked about scams today. BBB Scam Tracker is a great place to go and see what's happening right here in our community. And if you are a victim of a scam, report that so your neighbors know what's going on as well. James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining us today here on the show. Thanks to James, and thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, if you missed part of it, check the podcast. It'll be up shortly at WGNSradio.com.